Hello and welcome to episode 7 of Ask Karen, the podcast that has all the answers. You can get in touch for advice on absolutely anything. Maybe you've hit a crossroads in your life, maybe it's a simple dilemma, or maybe you just want to know if Karen loves a roller coaster. You can email us at askkaren@hotmail.com. You can contact our website, askkaren.co.uk. You can follow us on Twitter and Instagram at askkarenpodcast, and we're also on Facebook as well. I'm your host, Chris, and I'm here with Karen.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm all right.
Good.
How are you? Sorry, that was rude.
Yeah, it was rude.
Didn't return the favour.
I would say it's rude, but I do that all the time.
Yeah, I'm fine.
I'm really bad at saying, people ask me what I'm doing the weekend, and I tell them and then just go quiet.
You're just not interested.
And then I think, oh, I should have asked them what they're doing the weekend.
Probably because people...
And then sometimes I do, but sometimes I pause, it's too late then. That's silly.
I think people sometimes just ask you because they want to tell you what they're doing.
Do you think?
Yeah.
But if that's the case, they'd jump in and tell me. They'd say.
Oh, yeah, I guess so.
Yeah.
Okay, forget that.
I mean, you're probably right. But at the weekend I went to... I had a busy weekend.
Oh, did you?
I did.
Oh, yeah, I heard a little bit about this.
Did you?
Yeah. The rumour mill has been in full effect.
That's it. On Saturday, we took my parents to see Wicked the Musical in London Town. That was
west,
really good.
You go up west.
Yeah,
to
it
job.
Was their wedding anniversary.
Oh.
I told you this, didn't I?
Yeah, you did. Did you say, like, it's a big number?
It was their a big number.
Yeah.
It was their 55th wedding anniversary.
Oh, congratulations.
Congratulations.
Which hey, listen. No.
Oh, my mum's listens one. Yeah, she told me the weekend.
Oh, congratulations.
Yeah. She might listen.
What's her name?
Kath.
Oh, congratulations, Kath and.
Kath and Albert.
And Albert.
There you go.
Oh, that's nice. Oh, so, I love the name Albert.
So it was their 55th, so it's their Emerald wedding anniversary.
Nice.
So I wanted to take them to see it for quite some time now. I thought, well, what better time to take them to see it? Emerald City.
Oh, of course. So, I was going to say up the Emerald Brick Road. That's not it.
Up the Emerald Brick Road, that's right. Follow the Emerald Brick Road. That famous song.
Follow the Emerald? No.
So I got them a card with the Yellow Brick Road on it and the Emerald City in the background.
Oh, lush.
But I sent them that before. I told them what we were doing, so I got a bit confused what that was about. But it all came clear in the end.
Oh, you're a good son, really.
And then, whereas my brother and my sister took them as well. It wasn't just me, make that clear.
Okay.
And producer Stevie as well.
Oh, nice, nice.
And then, Sunday, we went to see Take That.
Oh, I'm so
concert.
Jealous about this.
It was amazing.
Although, no, Robbie and what's the other one?
Who knows?
Jason.
Is that showbiz?
Jason. But they're good.
Robbie and Jason. It was really good. Really, the show was amazing. Like I was going to say the set. Is it a set
yeah,
when
yes,
you go
it's
to
set.
It? It's a set. The set was really good, like a massive screen and a big, like, sort of globe screen thing in the middle. It's turned around. And
like an atlas? No, not an atlas.
Like
not
a globe.
Like the planet.
It was actually like a, it actually was a big Pac-Man. You know the shape of a Pac-Man?
Yeah.
You know, like, it's
with
a
mouth.
It's yeah. So the mouth was facing away from us. We couldn't see that.
It was
just
oh,
a, it was
nice.
A big screen.
What, they're inside it?
And then it turned around and they're inside
oh,
it.
Oh, lovely. Oh, not like a map of the world.
Well, sometimes it was.
Oh,
sometimes
okay.
Sometimes it was big. Yeah, they put different things on it.
Projections.
It was really good. Oh. Not projections. It was an actual
what do you mean
screen.
They put things on it.
So actually, like imagine. I don't know how they
like
did this.
Like on telly.
But basically, imagine a. Okay, I'll scale it down. Imagine an orange.
Okay, I can do that.
Imagine an orange.
Yeah.
And then imagine getting the material that the TV's made out of.
No, I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay, so you know your TV's like a screen.
Oh, I won't
so,
understand.
So
I've already
cut the screen into little squares and put that on the orange. So all the way around the orange is a screen.
You mean lots of little tellies?
Yeah, basically, yeah. All around it. Looked really amazing.
Okay.
I'll tell you what I was going to say was...
yeah, sorry.
Who knew... In the 90s, that Gary Barlow was going to end up being the best looking person.
Know. He was the one on the end that couldn't
Isn't
dance.
That weird?
A little bit like not as fit as the others.
Because he really, because Mark Owen.
He was the boy that everyone fancied.
Well, he was, but it's a bit sad because he looks a bit of a mess now, I've got to say it.
Yeah.
He really
I
does.
I quite like Mark. I think Robbie was my favourite and then Mark and then Howard and then Jason and then Gary.
So Gary's always last, you
yeah.
see. What about now though?
Well, he's made the most money. Not that that's no, but, a factor. No, whether or not I want to get married to him.
So Mark looked like he's got long hair. He looks a little bit sort of scrawny. Oh. There was a bit where they wore tracksuits.
Adidas.
And it looked, well, I don't know if it was Adidas, but just they sort of did a bit of the 90s and stuff. And they wore tracksuits and did a dance to a song, whatever. But he looks a little bit like, I'm not going to say the name of the person, but he looked a little bit like an older man in a tracksuit that we're not, we don't really talk
what
about.
Do you mean?
We don't really talk about anymore.
The man that used to be on,
do you know what I mean?
Oh,
he looked a little bit like,
oh no,
like it was a bit wrong in
a
tracksuit.
Oh, what a shame.
Just looks a bit funny.
Oh, see, he used to be so cute. I bought the same t-shirt that he wore. Do you remember he had Babe Power, Johnson's Baby Power t-shirts?
No.
Oh, see, I was a massive take that from. He had one that was like, you know, like Johnson's Baby Powder?
Yeah.
But it said Babe Power.
Oh,
and
right.
They were quite popular. I bought one in the same logo.
Don't remember that at all.
Yes, wear that out.
Oh. Anyway, they were really good. And supporting Rick Astley.
Oh, not that Astley.
Oh, why not?
No, I do like Rick Astley. It was not really like my thing.
Okay. He was good.
He's got a good voice in
got
that.
An amazing voice.
Yeah, really good. Actually, I take it back. Rick Astley's good.
You're so fickle.
I know. I'm so easily led as
he
well.
He sung some of his new stuff, and then he sung, obviously,
Never Gonna Give You Up.
We finished with that. But he also sung one of my favourites, Cry For Help. Do you remember that one?
How does it go?
It's like very gospel-y. Do you remember that?
Vaguely.
No? Anyway.
I think I do.
I'll send you a link.
Okay, thanks.
No worries.
Roll me.
Oh yeah, do you remember that?
Yeah.
What was that about?
So every time you clicked on a link, it'd take you to the YouTube video of Rick Astley singing Never Gonna Give
But
You
wasn't
Up.
It, no, didn't it, it took you to a link to vote for him, didn't it?
No, it was just the video.
I thought it was like a link to vote for him, and then asked, and he won like some sort
of... Oh, I didn't realise that.
Sure it
but
was.
But maybe that's how it started, and then it took off from just like...
And he won like some sort of weird, not weird prize, but he won a thing that probably
cool.
shouldn't have won. That,
because of that.
Because of that, yeah.
Oh.
Sure, I might be wrong. Write in if you're wrong. Okay, we got a message from Kirsty from West Norwood.
If we're going to say the West Midlands.
Not from the West Midlands.
I used to live very near West Norwood.
Did you?
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Don't anymore.
You might know Kirsty.
Never know.
Never know. Hi, Karen and Chris. As
hi.
You may have read in... She can't hear. As
in
you
Chinese?
May have, what?
Oh, carry on.
She can't hear you, I said.
I thought you said, as you may have read in Chinese.
No.
Okay, carry on.
You might have read it in Chinese. As you may have read in the news, the UK government is enforcing a porn ban for under 18s in the UK.
I have read this.
From July, websites will have an age ID software where users will have to provide a form of ID to prove their age before accessing the site. So my question is, what do you think of all this? Will it work? You say my question is. My three questions are, I should say.
God.
What do you think of all of this? Will it work? And is it a good idea?
Wow. When I first heard this,
yeah.
I thought it was the UK government was banning porn. In fact, someone told me this, Jack Langley.
I think that's how a lot of papers have been like.
Oh, right.
Spinning it.
Because I thought, how are they going to do that? So it's, if you're under 18, you have to...
Well, I'm not sure. Somehow you have to prove how old you are. I'm not sure how you do that. It says... a form of ID, but it'll either be you use a credit card.
We won't have that if you're under
'cause you need to have a credit card, don't you? So you put credit card details in.
Oh, this is just
in.
Paid porn then? What about...
No, you put it in just to prove that you're...
Oh.
You won't get charged or anything. Or you'd have to, scan...
Mm.
I don't know. But either way, I think what's going to happen is a lot of people aren't going to use it because the people that use it aren't going to want to have their ID...
You can't do it secretly if you're putting your credit card.
I imagine most people.
This really reminds me of the butterfly effect that John Morrison.
Oh yeah, it's really good, isn't it? That?
It's brilliant. So this might—I don't know if this would happen. Is this just in England?
What this?
What thing we're talking about? The porn.
Oh yeah, UK, yeah.
Okay, UK. I mean, yes.
Yeah.
Because this might have the opposite effect on Pornhub. That porn had.
It might be a good thing for the porn industry, mightn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I did think that. Explain what the butterfly effect is for people who doesn't know.
So it's a really good podcast about how the rise of Pornhub was the marked the decline of paid porn, the porn industry basically.
Yeah.
And how this one guy started up basically YouTube for porn, and he was nicking everybody else's films and putting bits of them up, and now everyone does it and you can watch it for free. So everyone that was making money in porn is not anymore.
Sort of devalued it, isn't it?
Yeah. It's really interesting. It sounds better than I'm describing
it.
It is really
interesting, isn't it?
Yeah. What's his name? Not Julian. Sylvian.
I don't know. Who?
The guy that started Pornhub.
Oh, I don't know. I can't remember. Yeah, it's so something good. Like that, isn't it?
Lubian.
And he's a multi billionaire.
Yeah, he's German or something. Yeah. Anyway, yeah, I would recommend checking that out.
Yeah.
I realise that this is not very funny at all. I haven't even cracked a smile. Are we still doing comedy? Or are we just having
a chat? I don't know.
Oh,
who knows? You be the judge.
Anyway, listen to The Butterfly Effect if you get bored of this.
Yeah. That's it.
As well as this, in addition
well, after
to
this.
Yeah.
And then come back to this.
Yeah.
Fine.
Or my dad wrote a porno as we're talking about porn.
All that.
Anyway,
that's
let's
a good
stop
one.
Recommending.
Yeah, stop what you're doing. So, what do you think about this? Do you think it's going to work?
No.
Okay, that's that done then. Okay, sorry. It'd be very interesting to see what happens.
Let's check back later.
Check back later.
Yeah.
Let's talk about it when it happens, eh?
Okay.
Why not? Catherine in South London says, I've been listening to and loving your podcast so far.
Oh, that's nice.
I've recently been exploring vegan life a little more and would say I follow a vegetarian, if not vegan, diet about 80% of the time.
Ooh.
One of the things I found difficult is finding somewhere that does a good vegan Sunday roast. So my question is to Karen, where has been your best vegan Sunday roast? Now obviously, we've got international listeners now, but this is local. If you come to London, Karen's going to tell you where to go.
Well, I mean,
are you?
I'm going to tell you something.
You're telling us something. What are you going
to
tell us?
So I have been to this place that just popped into my head, but I've never had a vegan Sunday roast there. But apparently they do it and it's really good.
Where's that?
Especially as this girl said South London, right?
Yeah.
It's called Cafe Van Gogh. It's small, but it's really nice. And it's in like Kennington, Brixton Way.
So you've never been?
No, I have been.
Oh, you have been?
But I've never been for a Sunday roast.
I'll get you now, sorry.
I went with Holly, our friend Holly.
Our friend Holly?
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice.
We had something maybe like, oh, I can't remember. We probably both had different things. I can't remember what we had. But it wasn't a Sunday and it wasn't a roast.
Right, okay.
But apparently they do a really good one.
So that's a good tip then.
Yeah. I mean, I've never had it.
No.
Just like to say.
No. Actually, there's more here. Karen says... No,
Karen?
No, not Karen. Catherine says, if Karen doesn't suggest the Alma in Crystal Palace, I strongly recommend the Veggie Wellington Sunday Roast.
I love a Wellington. Sorry, I was just thinking. Yeah.
Is that with mushrooms?
Oh, yeah. Mushroom Wellington is delicious. Oh. But there's somewhere else nice in Crystal Palace, another pub that I haven't been to.
All right. Tell us where else you haven't been.
I walked past it the other day and thought, oh, they've got loads of vegan stuff. It's right expensive, though.
Where's that?
And I can't remember what it's called.
All right.
Potentially the White Hart.
Okay.
It's on the corner, but it had like the Beyond Meat burger and they had a roast and something else. I'm having a weird experience with this crystal, by the way.
Why?
I just got it out of my pocket and it keeps getting really hot.
Is it?
Yeah.
You sure it's not because you're holding it?
Can you feel the heat coming off
it? It is quite hot, yeah.
No, it's rose quartz. Apparently, if you put it, like, it does something. It's magic.
Alex from Rickmansworth wants to know...
Rickmansworth, near Watford.
Oh, now you know it's from Watford.
Yeah, and it's on a tube route.
I told you it was from Watford, didn't I?
No, someone else told me.
Yeah, but I told you the first time I told you about it.
Yeah, you did. Oh, Annette, who listens to the show, told me about this.
Go.
She lives in... Oh, I probably shouldn't say. She's heard of it.
No, don't tell her. I'll tell her where Annette lives.
Yeah.
We can do.
She says it's
posh. I'll tell everyone where Annette lives.
I nearly accidentally said... Oh, no, let's go.
What was your favourite TV programme growing up?
As I said, morning kids TV shows.
Yeah, I think the same for me.
Particularly Swap Shop, Saturday Superstore and Going Live.
I used to really like them, I think because they're live and I used to hope something's going to go wrong.
If something did go wrong. Well, do you remember when that kid phoned up and asked to speak to Five Star and they said...
You told him they were rubbish.
Don't say it, yeah, they did a swear. Sarah Green was on that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, my favourite. She dealt with it very calmly. Very well. I remember
she's
thinking,
professional. Of course she did.
She's got it in the bag. Sarah Green.
Yeah. Is that all you took from that?
Yeah.
Sarah Green's brilliant.
Yeah.
Oh,
imagine, nice. I thought those kids were so naughty doing that.
No, I know. Can you imagine?
No, I'd have been in serious trouble.
Yeah, can you imagine that? Oh, well, my gosh. I'm on telly and then...
People be phoning up, do you know your Karen's been swearing on TV?
I used to, like, every morning on Saturday, just get really early and get the phone and sit on the sofa and just sit there in my dressing gown, like, doing redial.
Oh, you were doing a push button phone. We didn't have it. We had to do a dial. Oh, it was quite long. 01811811. It takes a long time for the eights to go round.
That's a nightmare.
And then you'd get to the end and it'd be burp, engage, start again.
You probably only phoned about 10 times in a whole show.
The whole show, trying to dial the number.
Didn't you win a competition once?
Oh my God, this is a sore point.
Go on.
I should have won a competition once, however, I did not.
Well, what happened?
Oh God, it's a bit traumatic to think about it.
It's right, you're right.
But should I tell you the full details?
Go on.
Basically, there was a competition to win, I think it was Saturday Superstore, not Swap Shop, Saturday Superstore, to win a trip to the studio, sit in the coffee shop. It was Mike Reed, I think.
Oh, yeah, he's Mike Reed.
And Sarah Green.
He had a little robot, do you remember?
He
had a little robot on the desk. Yeah, I'll say about that in a minute.
No, wasn't it?
Yeah, and my nan knitted a scarf for the robot.
Was it on the telly?
I sent it in and never saw it.
Oh, it's so rude. No, if you sent it to Sarah Green, she would have said thanks. Yeah. Mike Reed, not so much.
No, exactly. No. So, yeah, go on.
Hang on, he's still alive, isn't he?
He's on the radio.
Okay, cool.
So, yeah, go on.
David Icke. He was also on. And John
Craven. I thought
Craven.
He had some sort of, like, Tourette's.
David Icke and John Craven, they were on Saturday Superstore.
Were they?
Yeah.
David Icke wasn't.
He did sports before he got into the Son of God.
As a regular presenter?
Chris, I have all the Saturday Superstore annuals. You can check. And Swap Shop. You can see them there.
Stop getting aggressive about it. Right, so you had a competition.
So, yeah, I forgot.
Go on.
So the competition was to win
a
competition.
Yeah.
The prize was
you get to go to the
Saturday Superstore.
Yeah.
Sit in the coffee shop. Meet all the celebrity guests. Meet Sarah Green, more importantly. Yeah. Blah, blah, blah.
What did you have to do?
So there was a photo in the end of the Saturday Superstore annual. All you had to do, and they blurred out the clock. All you had to do was guess the exact time that was on the clock when the still was taken.
Oh, right. Okay, got you, yeah.
So I made a guess, and it was between 9 a.m. and 12 p.m, because
that's the time it's on. Yeah.
I made the guess, like, dead halfway, put it on my stamped, sealed down envelope.
Yeah.
Put it on the sideboard. Mum was going to put it in the post for me.
Right. Oh, I can see. Yeah, go on. Okay. See where this is going.
That was the last I saw it. I put it on the sideboard. Mum said she would post it.
And then what happened?
So the next week, they announced the winner of the competition. I was obviously full of excitement.
Yeah.
Because it was like would have been the best thing to ever have happened to me. And they said, unfortunately, nobody got the exact right time. So we've given the prize to the nearest person, and it is blah, 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 whoever it was. Not me. They announced the time.
Yeah.
I'd got the exact right time.
The time and you actually said.
That no one else in the whole country, the whole United Kingdom, had got. And my mum forgot to post my sealed envelope with the answer on.
How annoyed were you?
Oh my God, I was absolutely
really?
I didn't forgive her for so long, because I would have been there in the studio in the coffee shop with Sarah Green and whatever guest they had. I'm still a little bit agitated. Oh my God, imagine
for the rest
if we like really hit it off.
Yeah,
it would have been a bit weird. I was probably a bit young. Yeah. No, she's not loads older than me.
No. Well, she's
being a bit flattering.
Old enough to
yeah,
be a TV presenter.
Yeah, she must be like 15 years older than me, I'd say,
yeah,
at least.
Yeah, I mean, it's quite a bit older.
Yeah. No, she's not that old.
What I'm saying is, whether she is, most 25-year-olds, let's say she was 25. Just
and I was 12 or whatever.
Aren't friends of 12-year-olds,
that's
are they?
That's true. It could have been different. So, yeah, that really ruined my childhood. I'm not still holding on to it.
Ruined your whole childhood?
Yeah. Oh, for ages. I thought, how different things could have been if only I'd have met Sarah Green.
Very different, probably.
Yeah.
Do you remember a programme called... I used to watch it at school. So I think it was on in the morning.
Boring school.
But
then it's exciting.
It's called Look and Read. And it had that drama's in it. And it was one they called The Boy from Space. And it was like this boy that was sprayed silver, basically. That couldn't speak English.
You couldn't speak English?
Well, I couldn't speak anything.
Oh, because the Earth.
Yeah. And that these two sort of kids, like, dressed in 70s clothes, because it's probably... I think it was 1980,
probably.
I think it was.
Oh, right.
I used to love it. I absolutely loved it. And I watched a bit of it today on YouTube, and it was terrible.
It rings a bell.
I'll send you a clip and you can have a look.
Yeah. I remember Look and Read. I'm not sure about the board.
There was a floating like puppet thing called Wordy.
Yeah, I definitely remember that.
It used to talk about what happened in the bit you just watched.
Did he say stuff?
What words are used?
What words are used?
Yeah.
Did he say stuff about letters? So there was a song
about spelling.
It's called Lazy Lion.
Maybe.
And a song about chur. Chewing gum and chips, chewing gum and chips.
Maybe they did songs about words and
stuff.
Yeah,
and then like just like chicken and chips, and then like cheese and chips, and chewing gum and chips is a bit silly.
I'm not sure they did so many chips.
Okay.
I'll look into it.
Chewing gum and chips. We thought, oh, how so funny. No, I mean, chewing gum and chips. What a good joke.
Who'd have that? Right, Lucy from Southampton.
All right.
I've been invited to my friend's wedding, and along with the invite, they've sent me a link for a wedding list.
Okay.
I can probably only afford to buy two plates or a few cups from the list.
That's okay.
And I'm not sure how I feel about that. Should I look for something that's not on the list that might be a bit more meaningful, or should I stick to the list?
No, stick to the list. It's meaningful to them. That's why they asked for it.
Yeah, but I get where she's coming from. If like, they've got, like, six plates and six side plates and loads of, you know, a big dining set, and you're paying for like two plates, sort of feels like it's not. I mean, I'm guessing she wouldn't go to the shop and buy them and wrap them up, but it just gets delivered to her.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter. If you can only get two, someone else will get the other four. That's what they've asked for, yeah.
Don't get them something different.
No, otherwise, why would you go to the trouble of writing a list?
That's true, yeah. I hear you.
Get them what they asked for, I say.
Well, there you go, that's all we've done.
Yeah.
Get them what they
asked for. Did I tell
you,
my friend's getting married at the end of June?
Are they?
Yeah, and they haven't got a wedding list.
Oh, controversial.
I said, what should I get you? And she said, oh, just if you see something. No, she didn't say nothing. She goes, oh, if you want to get her something, just get her something.
So you've got a golf book. So you prefer
a golf book?
You've got to go off book.
Oh, yeah, I'd rather have the book to go on.
Don't get them a golf book.
Neither of them play
golf. Unless they love golf.
No, they don't.
So what are you going to get them?
I don't know. What do you think? They've already lived together. They've been living together.
So you can't get them a toaster or anything like that, because they've got all that stuff.
Yeah. They've got a kid, two kids together, twins.
Get them a nice picture.
It's a bit like personal though, isn't
picture
it?
Picture of you.
Oh, that's it. I'm getting them a picture of me in a
framed picture of you.
Lovely.
That'd be lovely.
A massive one.
You get like a, what's it called when it's like different colours? Andy Warhol type style.
That's it.
A view. They'd love
there
that.
There you go, Becky. Sorry to spoil the surprise.
Oh no. Well, it's still a nice surprise.
Yeah.
Not a surprise.
Would you like one?
Yeah, if you're getting them knocked up.
As well.
Why not?
Anyone else?
Should we brand it Ask Gary?
Ask Gary
as well.
Yeah.
That'd be nice.
No, because I'm undercover. I don't want people who I don't know to see my face.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
Oh, you're like Seer of the podcast world, aren't you?
Who? Seer?
You're like Seer. Yeah.
Or Banksy.
Yeah. I can't see you for the hair.
Or the one with the bucket.
The one with the bucket?
You know,
Marshmallow Man.
Marshmallow.
Is it a bucket?
It's not Marshmallow Man, it's just Marshmallow.
Oh, right, okay. Shows my age. Marshmallow Man.
It's not really a bucket.
I'm thinking of Ghostbusters. Right, it's vegan time. What has been your favourite meal of the week?
I forgot about this
What
bit.
Have you had today?
This should be the bit that I'm best at, but it's always the bit that I'm worst at, the vegan bits. I've won a £50 Marks & Spencer's voucher, though. I could buy some nice food with that.
Have you? How'd you win that?
Well, I say win. I transferred my broadband, and as a prize...
As a prize?
For doing it. An incentive, £50.
Who did you transfer it to?
Now TV, which I've already got. And it's like...
Your broadband's Now TV?
Yeah, they've started doing
it. Oh, is that Sky, isn't
it? And it's £10 less than my previous broadband.
Oh, that's good.
To be dead honest with you, it's not quite as good.
Oh.
It's good in here, but when you go into the bedroom, it's a bit poor. Whereas
my
previous
one...
Yeah, it's down there by you.
Oh, right.
But I did get a £50 M&S voucher.
There you go.
Yeah, so...
Who needs internet?
Okay. Save me £10 a month as well.
Well, that's good. That's really good. I think if all the M&S can get with that. Loads of food. £10 a month.
Yeah. I might get a candle.
That sounds nice. Like a flame.
And all the new... The reason I said that, I realised my brain works in funny ways and you don't know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I can't hear what's going on inside.
The conversation I was having with myself was M&S has got this new range, Plant Kitchen, vegan stuff. Wow, nice. mac and cheese bites, pizzas. I could get £50 worth of that.
Oh, nice.
That's what popped into my head.
Did you know you can make a cake with a can of Coke?
Yes.
Oh.
No. Tell me more about that.
I thought it was going to be... I saw it on TV last week. And
did
you? Can make it with any...
What TV show?
This morning it was.
Oh.
And they...
I miss Richard and Judy.
Do you?
Yeah.
I miss Phil and Fern.
Fern Britton was lovely.
They were very funny together.
Did you know Richard Madeley phoned me up once? Actually, hang on. This isn't... I've interrupted your cake story.
No. Are you joking me? Yeah. Richard Madeley phoned you up once?
Yeah.
Are we going with that one?
Yeah.
Right, okay, why did he phone you up once?
Well, I got confused.
Do I know the story?
I don't know. I'm sure, I'd be surprised if I hadn't told you this. Stop me if you've heard it before.
Well, I won't, because people listen.
No, this is way before I knew you. When I was originally applying to drama schools, way back in the day...
Yeah.
And I couldn't... Do you know this?
Yes, I do know this.
Okay.
Go on, carry on.
And I couldn't afford it to go. Before I got the place to where I eventually went that was cheaper.
Right.
Not that I'm a cheapskate.
Detail.
Blah, blah.
Yeah, go on.
So I wrote to everyone to try and ask them to give me money towards it. I made like a little flyer myself. Like people do.
People
fundraising.
Do
yeah. And one of the
These
people...
These days be a Just Giving page, I imagine.
Yeah. It was old school. I had to print everything. And I only asked for like 30 quid, like 30...
Bits and
bobs. I asked for like £10 and between £10 and £50.
Right.
And I was just going through Spotlight, and one of the people I wrote to was Judy Finnegan.
Right.
Didn't even write to Richard Madeley, by the way. Oh. And she gave me £30.
That's nice.
And
isn't it?
Yeah. And then I still didn't make enough money to go. So the drama school had got a place to hold the place open for another year.
Right.
So I had to write letters to everyone again and said, is it okay if I hold on to it? Will I keep fundraising?
Oh, right.
Or do you want
let
it back?
Update them.
Yeah. And so I sent one to Judy saying, can I keep it or do you want it back, basically? Mm. And then the phone rang, and I was out of work at the time and was not quite with it. So I was watching a lot of daytime TV, let's just say.
Yeah.
And I thought, and I answered the phone, and my friend Amanda was staying with me at the time, and he goes, hi, it's Richard Madeley. And I was like, oh, and I thought I was on You Say We Pay on This Morning. Do you remember?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I was like, oh, God, okay, hi,
ready?
And it wasn't. He was just, he'd read the letter I'd written to Judy.
Yeah.
Judy didn't phone me. And saying, oh, he just wanted to ask about how it was going with drama school. Absolutely,
nice.
I have to keep the money till next year, and please do keep them posted.
Oh, that's really nice.
Yeah, so it was nice of him.
Did you call him back?
No. I should have saved his number because he didn't 141 it.
Yeah. It's probably his studio, though, wasn't it?
I don't know. I never phoned it back. I think I probably did write it down at the time and then lost it somewhere.
Oh.
But also, I didn't ask him. I asked Judy. Doesn't matter, though. Thanks, Richard, for phoning me. I did like
it.
Yeah,
that's really nice.
Yeah.
Did he sound exactly like he was on the telly?
Yeah, he was really nice. He didn't swear or anything, though.
Right. Oh, right.
Not that he does on TV.
What, were you expecting him to swear?
No, I thought maybe in his free time he might want to get one in.
Because he can't do it on the TV.
Yeah.
In his normal life, he's just doing
like
it all
cursing.
The time. Effing and jeffing.
Get it all out the way.
Yeah. I imagine him like that.
Yeah. I like a good swear.
Do you?
Yeah.
It's good. It gets out of the system, doesn't it? It's good. Thanks to everyone that's messaged us. Don't forget, we've got our spring prize draw and you can win a mug. All the details are on our website now, so you can go there and find out about that. You can send us a question, dilemma, or comment on what we're talking about. You can email us at askkaren@hotmail.com. Use the form on our website, askkaren.co.uk. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at askkarenpodcast, and we're also on Facebook as well. Thanks for joining us. I hope you enjoyed listening. Spread the word, tell your friends. Don't forget to subscribe.
Subscribe.
Have you subscribed?
Subscribe.
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 No.
Why not?
Have I? How did you do it? How did
you
do it?
You press subscribe.
Oh,
it's quite easy.
Wait. Yes, I have, because that's how I got the notification to know.
Yeah, that's
that
right.
You get
told when there's a new episode.
Yeah.
So make sure you subscribe.
It's very good
if
to
you
do.
Have it. It's very good to
do. Yeah, I'm glad I did it.
Very efficient.
Yeah. I haven't rated myself, though.
You can rate yourself, yeah. Give us a rating.
I couldn't see where you do that.
Depends what app you're using. I'm sure you'll find it.
Okay.
So
I'll give myself one. I was going to say. I'll give myself 5 out of 5. Excellent performance.
Brilliant.
I'm a bit exhausted. Right. Don't put that bit in.
Say goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.
Sorry. David Icke.